I think the hardest davening of the year for most people is Maariv of Yom Kippur. We've just spent the entire day in shul. We've davened and davened. Ne'ilah hopefully was amazing. We're all in a really good place. And we watch the clock. And the clock hits the last moment of Ne'ilah. Tkiyas Shofar happens. And then they put up a chazan. Now, if you think there's pressure on the chazan for Ne'ilah to finish on time, there's even more pressure, I believe, on the chazan of Maariv not to schlep. If that guy has a long Shmona Esrei, everybody wants to kill him. But isn't that amazing? Because one would think that after Ne'ilah, after we've reached the crescendo of of recognition that God is one, after all that, wouldn't we want to embrace Maariv? So I think that it's interesting because Vayakel Moshe, Moshe collects all the Jewish people. He puts them all together. And then Rashi tells us, when was this? It was the day after Yom Kippur. The Admor of Kubrin has an amazing question and answer. He says, why does it have to be the day after Yom Kippur? So he says so beautifully. He says, because the day after Yom Kippur, sometimes we forget that even then, we still have to vayakel. We have to bring everybody together. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, of course we're at Tzibur. On Yom Kippur, we're all on the same page. We're all concerned about the same things. But the day after Yom Kippur, I do my thing and my friend does his thing. And we all do our own thing and we all go our separate ways. No, that can't be. Because if Yom Kippur was, in fact, successful, then what do I have to do the day after Yom Kippur? I have to be equally focused, constantly thinking about my friend, my neighbor, and all those around me, Vayakel Moshe. Interestingly, another reason given by the Sheirat Menachem why it is that we, the day after Yom Kippur, they did this, is because that's the day they took the collection for the true most of the Mishkan. Why? Because when they collected for the Mishkan, it had to be that the money was given by people that were forgiven. People that were spiritually pure and on a high level. Why? Because God says, I don't want the gifts that build the Mishkan to be in any way contaminated by Aveira, in any way contaminated by Geneva. I think the two answers really are very similar. The day after Yom Kippur, we're on a very high level. Why? Because we can do anything. That's right, we could build the Mishkan. We can create a Hashras HaShechina. We could do all that. Yes, but it'll only work Vayakel Moshe. If the day after Yom Kippur, my vision is the same way it was on Yom Kippur, as a collective congregation, all on the same page, hoping to help each other. Have a great day.